While today's date is striking fear in some hearts, a surprising number of people in Afghanistan are worried about a specific number, 39. It's easy to think of numbers in many cultures that mean luck or disaster or something taboo. In Afghanistan, the number 39 is certainly the latter. NPR's Quill Lawrence explains it from Kabul.
It's hard to find a credible story to explain what exactly the number 39 means in Afghanistan. But everyone knows it's bad. It means Morda Gao, says a tailor on Kabul's Khalifatullah Market Street. Literally, that translates as dead cow, but it's well-known slang for a procurer of prostitutes, a pimp, especially if it's the number on your car's license plate.
Because that's associated with bad reputation if you have a 39 license plate. It all started with 39, and it's because a lot of people say Murdagaos, the pimps, a lot of them drove cars with license plate 39.
It started in the western city of Herat, according to a random sampling of sidewalk vendors. They say a famous ne'er-do-well there had 39 on his car, and now anyone with that number faces everything from snickering to outright disdain. A politician in last year's election protested that his ballot number should be changed. Ask a man his age and he might reply, "I'm a year till 40. Afghans take their reputations very seriously and will change the number on their doorposts or mailbox to avoid the stigma. But that's become a bit hard in the past few months, according to Mir Weiss, a traffic cop. With all the new cars in the city, he explains, the numbers on license plates recently hit the 3900 series, with a citywide Pimp My Ride effect on all new cars. Mir Weiss says he's heard rumors of high-ranking Afghan officials who've been making calls to get their number changed, including a famous mullah. If you're not well-connected, there are also simpler methods. Elias, the proud owner of a white second-hand Toyota, says it's just by accident that the license plate on his car is caked with mud and you can barely make out the 39. But he does confess he was able to buy the car for $1,000 below market value because it's got a 39 plate. But Elias isn't worried about the number. Afghanistan uses a solar calendar that started the first day of spring, and this year is number 1390. And Elias says he thinks the stigma is probably going to wear off by the year's end. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News.